In Colombia, a tug of war between the courts and the government has ended, with a judge ordering the release of one of the country's most notorious drug lords, Gilberto Rodriguez. He and his brother Miguel ran the Cali drug cartel and have been in prison since their capture in 1995. Last week, a judge stunned the nation by ordering them freed. He cited good behavior. President Alvaro Uribe then halted the release on Saturday, but today another judge ruled that Gilberto could go free. Miguel will stay behind bars for another 4 years on a bribery charge. Reporter Stephen Dudley is in Bogota and joins us now. Stephen, Gilberto Rodriguez has served only about half his term. What's behind the judge's decision to release him?
Well, actually, he was following pretty close to the letter of the law. The Colombian judicial system allows for people to substantially lower their sentences by working and studying while they're in jail. It doesn't matter who the criminal is or what their crime is. The system also allows for a special judge to automatically review the cases of every prisoner after they've served three-fifths of their terms. The same judge then looks over a series of requirements which are listed and are very specific that the prisoner has to fulfill, and if the prisoner fulfills these requirements, then he or she is released. It's pretty much a system that follows a very strict set of rules.
So why is the president and the courts so at odds over the Rodriguez brothers?
Well, obviously in a case like Colombia, where there's so much drug trafficking history here, that the government doesn't ever want to be seen as soft on drug traffickers. And regardless of what the law might say, they want to always appear as if they're coming down very hard on these types of drug traffickers, especially big drug traffickers like Gilberto Rodriguez. On the other hand, the courts want the government to respect the separation of powers. There's a system here that's very similar to the United States system. And especially this government, which has shown itself to be one that would like to expand its powers. Shortly after taking office in August, the new president, Alvaro Uribe, called for a state of emergency in which he could institute new law enforcement measures. So there's some sort of precedent here.
The U.S. is providing Colombia with a lot of money to help fight narco trafficking. I understand Washington is now trying to win the Rodriguez brothers' extradition. Is that likely?
It seems unlikely now. And I'll tell you why. Because extradition in this country was only reinstituted. It was in the 80s. It was part of a Colombian-U.S. agreement. But extradition was only reinstituted here in 1997. The Rodriguez-Orejuela brothers were arrested in 1995. So in order to get them extradited, the U.S. has to prove the brothers were trafficking drugs from the jail, which, although not uncommon, it appears that the Rodriguez were not doing that.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Stephen Dudley in Bogota, Colombia.